SBS தமிழ்.
கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அர்ச்சனா நாகேந்திரம்.
ஹலோ, ஹவ் ஆர் யூ?
யூ ஹேவ் டன் சம் ரிசர்ச் ஆன் சர்விக்கல் screening, and before we get into that, give us a brief on your background, please.
I am currently a final year medical student at James Cook University, and I grew up in Sydney and moved up to North Queensland for uni. I was born in Sri Lanka and migrated when I was about 1 year old.
Right. Tell us about your research now.
Sure. So we did a systematic literature review, which is a review of all previous scientific literature on why Australian women don't go for cervical screening. So cervical cancer is a very preventable disease through regular screening and vaccination, but less than 6 out of 10 women participate in screening when they should. And this is especially lower in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, women from low socioeconomic status, women from rural remote areas, and also migrants. So we looked at the literature, and what we found is that women don't prioritise their own health, especially for something like screening, where they often don't have any symptoms at the moment. And the embarrassment and discomfort of the screening test, as well as lack of time, not knowing about screening, and being afraid of the results, mean that women don't go for cervical screening.
You mentioned that you did a literature review. Did you do any field work or field research at all?
So, yes, this is a part of a bigger project, which is my own research. So what I've done now is I've surveyed of women in Mackay, which is where I'm based, about what they know about the new cervical cancer screening program.
Sorry, Archana, backtrack a little. Which years did the literature review cover?
So it covered everything from 1991, which is when the screening program was introduced.
And was it based only in Australia or throughout the world?
Only in Australia.
And what have you done now?
So now I've surveyed women in Mackay, which is where I'm based, about what they know about the new cervical cancer screening program, which was introduced in 2017, and also interviewed them to find out how they feel about that.
And how many people have you surveyed?
We surveyed about 100 women and we interviewed 14.
And what have you found?
So with that one, we found that a lot of women may not be aware about the new program. So there was a change in cervical screening, going from the traditional pap smear to the cervical screening test. Now, this is a little bit different in the fact that it's looking for HPV, the virus that causes cervical cancer, instead of abnormal cells. Now that test happens every 5 years from 25 rather than every 2 years from 18, but it is collected in the same way. So you go to the GP and they take a sample from your cervix. So we found that while women might know that it's been changed, they don't really know why it's been changed or what that means, and also that they want more information out there about cervical screening.
Has that been publicised enough for people to know that there's a new process, procedure?
So we put it in for publication, but it hasn't been accepted yet or published. So we're still in the process of working on that.
Is a new process developed by your university?
No, the new process is the Australian government's cervical screening program, and that's what's been introduced from 2017 across Australia. What we did is look into what women know and feel about that. And that process hasn't been what I personally believe could be better advertised to Australian women. And that's what our research showed as well. What we did was we looked into what women thought and knew about the screening program. And we asked them how they felt about it.
Of the 14 people, I think in your media release you do say included Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any migrants or people from economically not so privileged background?
We had a few migrants, but we didn't specifically look for migrants or people from low socioeconomic backgrounds. Unfortunately, we didn't go into specific migrant issues, but there is some research out there about cervical cancer in specifically migrant women, which was covered in our literature review. And it does show that often because in certain countries, only certain countries have screening programs. So when women migrate to a country like Australia that often has a better health system than their home country, they aren't aware about cervical screening. And that's why it's really important that women get a good GP to help them transition to the new health system.
Did age have a factor in this knowledge about the new screening tests?
Off the top of my head, older women were more aware of screening than younger women. And that's probably because older women often have other reasons to go into the GP rather than younger women who don't have very many medical conditions, so don't go to the GP as often.
Does the new process take less time than the old process, and does it provide less physical discomfort?
So the new test is collected in the same way as the pap smear. So it does take about the same time. So the woman still has to have an internal examination and the smear is taken from the cervix. But it's a more sensitive test and it's predicted that there will be 30% less cancer deaths from the new test. There is an option for some women who are over 30 and haven't been screened recently or have never been screened to have to take their own sample, which is very good because that does reduce the discomfort.
Okay, so you have done the research. Do you think this is universal throughout Australia or specific to Queensland or Mackay?
We can't tell until we do more research on a bigger scale, but talking to my friends and family back home and in other places, I don't think there a lot of Australian women know that there has been a change in cervical screening, and so it's important that we do get that message out.
Good. Thank you, and this could be the beginning.
Thank you.
SBS தமிழ் ஃபேஸ்புக்கை லைக் செய்வதுடன் நிகழ்ச்சிகள் பற்றிய கருத்துக்களை நமக்கு அறிய தாருங்கள்.